This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. When Roman Catholics arrive at church this weekend, they may find themselves stumbling through the Mass. The words they've been saying for more than 40 years will be different. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, parishioners will be learning not only new words, they'll be singing new music, too.
Measure 5, Ho'oli'i Lord God of Hosts. There we go.
Director Mike McMahon leads his choir through the Sanctus, tweaking until the new words and rhythms become second nature. The choir at St. Agnes Catholic Church in Arlington, Virginia, has been rehearsing for weeks, preparing for the biggest change to the liturgy since Vatican II. McMahon says it's been an adjustment.
Things that we're familiar with, that we know by heart, suddenly have a different sound to them.
McMahon says when the Vatican changed the words of the liturgy to adhere more closely to the Latin, the sung portions of the Mass got a different sentence structure and cadence, and that meant the old music did not work.
Some parts of it are much more poetic, some parts are a little more awkward, but one of the things that happens with music is that even the parts that are a little more awkward suddenly become a lot more graceful when they're put to music.
The Latinesque wording is more formal, says choir member Meg Auer, and more meaningful.
I actually really like in the Gloria, going back to we praise you, we bless you, we glorify you. I think that that's really beautiful, something that was missing in the translation before.
It's a challenge for people to relearn the songs they've grown up with, but Marie and Jack Grace, both in their 80s, say people will adapt. After all, before Vatican II, they sang in Latin.
Compared to after Vatican II, when we were singing English, that was traumatic.
This is not a big deal at all.
It's not just changing some words. The new liturgy also eliminates one of the most beloved parts of the Mass.
Like a good habit. Mm-hmm. We go on automatic pilot when we sing this because we've done it so many times and we enjoy it.
Choir member Ben Robles understands the rationale. Those words were not in the original Latin Mass, so they had to go. It makes him a little sad.
But I look forward to new stuff, new music. It's challenging and it's good. Pray in a different way.
It's undoubtedly better for the companies that produce Catholic music.
We've got choir editions, we've got guitar editions, we've got presider editions, we've got assembly cards.
Alec Harris is president of GIA Publications in Chicago, one of three major Catholic music publishers. These printers turn out 7,000 hymnals an hour, and these days they're running 7 days a week, like everyone else at GIA.
Oh my gosh, our staff has been working like crazy for the past really 2 years, and we're still working hard to release new materials.
It's a welcome shift in fortunes. For 3 years, parishes had stopped ordering hymnals knowing that the new missal or liturgy was in the works. That, coupled with the recession, meant that the manna from Rome came not a minute too soon. In the past 2 years, GIA commissioned its composers to write 23 new Mass settings. Some are revisions of old favorites, many are entirely new works. They've recorded the new music on CD, sold 150,000 new hymnals, doubled their business since July.
Our sales so far are now exceeding where we were at the height of the economy. So we're doing beautifully right now.
This moment is another sort of turning point, says Jeffrey Tucker, a music director and managing editor of the magazine Sacred Music, and he's glad to see it.
I think the time has passed. The experiment is ending now in trying to sing pop tunes at Mass. This, what's called fun, bright, you know, happy, silly, really, I think it's superficial music, doesn't really fit with a serious, substantive, theologically profound missal that has this language that's so solemn and so inspired and so prayerful.
Now, a lot of people love the modern music. The new versions are selling well. But Tucker says he's been overwhelmed by the caliber of original music that's being written. It's as transcendent and mysterious as the communion itself.
We're headed towards a new kind of renaissance for Catholic music. And this is very, very good for the Catholic Church because we want the best artists to be interested in what we're doing.
Whether it's a renaissance of traditional or pop, the new words and music are arriving just in time for Christmas. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.